This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success. It's David Meltzer here at the Masters with Entrepreneurs the Playbook. Speaking of entrepreneurs, there's all types of entrepreneurs. I call David Abeles, the CEO of TaylorMade, an intrapreneur, as he works in the inner workings of one of the best companies in the world and right in our backyard. And now he's really in my backyard with Sunday Red. Welcome back, David Abeles.
Yeah, it's nice to be back. It's this is our annual.
Yeah,
right.
And let's keep it that way because I need it. Exactly.
Actually, you're actually on my turf because you're in our tour truck right now.
Yeah.
So do I get to control the questions or is this
that's we can do it that way. It'd be amazing content if you're up for it.
It's a pleasure. It's an honor to be back on the playbook.
So, you know, everything changes every year. And I believe in the trajectory, not necessarily attaching our emotions to outcomes. And when we're working and being CEOs of big companies, it's especially important not to attach our emotions to outcomes because of the multivariable changes that occur. I use milestones to kind of quantitatively look to see where am I, where's the company, and the Masters is one of those milestones. The Super Bowl is one of those for me. Since I am blessed to be in multi-sports. Actually, TaylorMade, believe it or not, is probably in more sports than David Meltzer because everybody loves golf and all the greatest sports icons love golf. But more importantly, when you come to this milestone, what are some of the quantitative things that you're looking at this year that are marketable differences in TaylorMade since the last time we sat down?
Yeah, so it's interesting in golf because there's four major championships. We run our business like most businesses do on a quarterly basis. So there's four quarters. So those are objective-based, sometimes financial-based milestones. And this is the first of the four major championships, which happens to coincide with the close of the first quarter. But what's important in terms of how we look at milestones or gateposts or objectives or goal setting, our business is a seasonal business. There's a high seasonal curve in golf. Two-thirds of our revenue is done from the months of February through August, which coincides with when golf is being played. And
which, by the way, is better than Augusta because there is about 90% of the revenue in Augusta is within 1 week.
Or more.
Right? Yeah. The entire city, I mean, and not just Augusta National.
I haven't seen their revenue curve here this week, but I sure would love to.
Yeah, me too. And participated.
Yeah, so, you know, we work in cycles. Our first cycle is the concept of creation cycle and getting our products to market. And that typically happens early in the year, January and February, which is what we did this year. We launched the QI10 and 10K platform drivers this year and irons and QI. So that's the quest for inertia, which I think we've talked about in the past, where for the first time a company has brought, you know, the exceptional speed properties and TaylorMade that you get in our drivers combined with the highest inertia properties in golf to get forgiveness. And we've taken those mutually exclusive variables and put them together. It's an amazing technology. So the first real gateway was get that product to market and be able to tell our story in an effective way that golfers can see, learn, and understand, and ultimately then try these products and see the benefits of how they perform. So as we approach Augusta to this next kind of milestone, we've gotten through our first quarter. We had a strong first quarter on the back of new technology. And this is the unofficial, official start to the golf season. It's kind of an interesting kind of notion that golf has actually been played quite a bit throughout the United States and around the world. But once Augusta hits, and, you know, you see the broadcast on CBS this week and Jim Nance is in the booth and hopefully a TaylorMade athlete's putting on the green jacket on Sunday. It's that next kind of step for us where we get into gear and start to work through our replenishment cycles, both domestically and internationally, on the products that we have sold into our retail partners or even direct to consumers. So it's a very important moment for us. One, in terms of how we market our brand to our athletes. Two, in terms of how we use Augusta and work with Augusta as a platform for the start of the season. And three is an evaluation in the first 3 months of the year relative to our execution against our strategic plan coming into a given year to determine whether or not there are certain levers or changes we make on the fly moving into the key selling months of the second quarter. So it's an important time for us.
And in that pipeline or milestones is two things. One, the venture side of what goes on, acquisitions, creations, et cetera, and of course, technology. Technology has a pipeline, I'm sure, just like I've been a consultant for stadiums, and it's so difficult because it takes 5-6 years from start to finish to build SoFi where our office is. So how do you project what technology to utilize when it doesn't exist?
Yeah.
And for you, that challenge, How much do you balance your understanding of the technology, or do you leave it up to them compared to being a CEO, shareholder value in the venture side of being a CEO?
Yeah, well, our viewpoint on technology and innovation may be a little bit different than others. You know, a lot of companies will say, I'm going to bring the next great technology to market, and here's the technology, and here's what it does. Whether I can manufacture it or manufacture it in the future, that's what it is. We work in reverse. We start with what's the need we're trying to solve for. You know, particularly with golf, the need is, all right, how am I going to play better? But what facets of my game need to get better? How do I improve technical properties, mass properties of product to ultimately align or correlate to the needs of a particular player or a particular player profile? So we are always, every day, literally every day at TaylorMade, iterating around customer need. Like, what's the golfer's need? What do they need in terms of our products, equipment or golf ball? What do they need in terms of our apparel, Sunday Red, as we come to market in May? We can come back to that if you want as well. How do they want to engage with our brand, our content? What are their needs that we know today, and what do we think their needs might be in the future? And then we bring technology to suit those needs, not bring technology to create the need. So it's just a bit of a different approach for us in terms of how we think. And that's where we are. So we are typically 4 or 5 years out on new concepts. So QI10 that I mentioned earlier is a 5-year concept. We didn't know how to make it. We knew the need was get faster and more forgiving. And we were making fast and forgiving drivers, but we wanted to really identify a pathway that would enable us to have a competitive advantage in terms of performance with fast and forgiving. And we knew the only way to get there was to ultimately build a 10K, which is a grams per centimeter squared platform on driver technology, first ever done, to ultimately be able to meet the needs of both variables. But we didn't know how to do it then. We had some ideas, we had some concepts, but we knew what the need was. The need was, consumers love TaylorMade because we make the fastest drivers in golf. That's great. Consumers would love TaylorMade more if we can make the fastest drivers in golf and they were the easiest to play. And so that innovation cycle started 5 years ago with how do we really bring those variables together without compromising the performance of either one.
Well, I certainly appreciate it because I'm 56 years old and somehow I'm driving the ball farther than I did 10 years ago. And I'm sure it's not my swing. So yeah. I always say better golf through TaylorMade, well, better golf through technology. Being multi-capable as a CEO is really important as well. One of our mentors is CEO of Taco Bell. And when that switch occurred, I was like, oh, wow. Just shows you that if you're a capable CEO, you can work in any genre, any industry. You can move from burritos to the highest technology companies in the world. You can make those moves. You guys have a huge launch coming up with the greatest golfer of all time, without a doubt. He still draws on Mondays more people than they used to draw when I used to come back here 25 years ago. Tiger Woods, Sunday Red, this big launch. How important is it to the company to have that extra pipeline or stream from Tiger Woods?
Yeah, I had an interesting moment this morning. I was leaving our house here in Augusta and the Golf Channel happened to be on. And Tiger's presser was yesterday. I think his press conference was at 10 a.m. yesterday morning. And there I see him behind the microphone with a Sunday Red 3D knit cashmere sweater on and the Tiger logo front and center on his chest. And the inside scoop on the Tiger logo is if you look at that logo very closely, there's 15 stripes on that Tiger, which signify the 15 major championships,
wow,
which he has won. And when we were working on the design of the logo, an inside kind of baseball story here, he looked at me and he says, hey, DA, he says, I got a question for you. I said, what's that? He says, I love the logo. I love the symbolism, 15 stripes. What are you going to do when I win my next one?
Good point.
And the answer was simple, right? Here's the need. We'll add another stripe.
Right, exactly.
So
it was just like the American flag.
It was an emotional moment for me this morning because the work that we have done leading up to Augusta National and bringing this brand to market effective May 1st has been heroic. We've hired an entirely new team of people. It's a vertically integrated business unit inside of TaylorMade, but it's not in Carlsbad. It's actually in Orange County, California, so that we can draw in fashion talent from LA and Orange County and golf talent from San Diego, and the brand has its own identity. So certainly it's part of the TaylorMade holding company, but it's a vertically integrated business unit, runs independent from TaylorMade, focused on making world-class apparel and footwear. It helps us, to answer your question, it helps us build a more comprehensive, more golf-centric company, although this brand will start in golf and extend into active lifestyle over time. So a lot of the apparel that Tiger will wear when you see him playing is performance apparel for golf. But when he's not playing, or you and I are not playing, having dinner, going out, we call it beaching, hanging, parenting, father, whatever it is, we'll be wearing these products. In fact, we had a dinner last night. We had a couple of our colleagues just wearing a very casual Sunday Red hoodie. So it's an incredibly exciting time to build a brand in partnership with the greatest athlete in history of our sport. At this moment, to build upon his legacy, to plan for his future with him, and the future of this brand with him. This brand is going to be amazing, and we're just getting started. We don't have revenue dollar one yet.
Right.
It'll be live SundayRed.com on May 1st, and already we have built an audience that rivals none in golf. We have the largest audience of any major apparel manufacturer in the golf space in literally 2 or 3 months. Which is wonderful, and if we can convert that audience by making world-class products and going back to filling a need. So the need that we identified here is golfers will buy golf apparel, but golfers are more than just golfers. So if we can buy golf apparel and build golf apparel that helps you perform better, look better, feel more confident, that's wonderful. But when you get off the golf course, you're still identifying yourself as a golfer, but you don't want to look like one. And so this brand will take us into those lifestyle markets in a really cool way. And so we're very excited about it. I think it's going to be a meaningful part of our growth story in the future to certainly augment and support the continued growth of our equipment business and our golf ball business and our investment with our partners at PopStroke. So we have a very comprehensive platform, everything golf, to ultimately create value for our employees first, our customers, and certainly our shareholders.
Yeah, and I find it amazing because no other company has competitive verticals like TaylorMade. Every single one is best of breed, and taking Tiger Woods is now in the lifestyle brand, the best of breed that has a legacy that will live on farther than even Tiger Woods, as we've seen with other greats in golf. Just to finish up, I believe there's a hierarchy of celebrity, and it's really interesting for me. I was blessed to represent the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And I used to say within the Hall of Fame, at that time, there's 272 Hall of Famers alive. I couldn't believe when I was at the Hall of Fame, there was like a hierarchy that, you know, this certain player, oh my gosh, it's Warren Moon. And then Warren Moon had his heroes. And I see that as well. I always wanted to, and you've spent a lot of time with Tiger, when you're the guy, you know, I wonder who he looks up to as that way. Like everyone, I met Joe Montana when I first was running Lee Steinberg, and I couldn't believe I said it. I'm like, Joe, what? And I got nervous. I'm like, you're my hero. And I'm like, and Lee's looking at me like, Dave, you're running the most notable sports agency. You're not supposed to do that. Yeah. Have you in your conversations seen anyone that Tiger admires in that way? When you're at the very top, LeBron James, at Tiger Woods, the best of the best, I'm always curious, do they have someone that they get fanboy wish?
I think the short answer is yes. I'm not so sure I have
who that is.
The most effective and definitive answer of who that is for him.
Yeah.
It'd be a great question in the press room to ask.
Well, if you could set up the interview, I'm willing to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
What I can tell you is Tiger has a voracious memory and understanding of the history of the game of golf and the athletes that came before him. But I would surmise, and I would never put words in his mouth, if you asked him who his hero was, he would probably lead with his father.
Yeah.
You know, and I was asked the other day, who do I think the greatest golf coach is of all time? And I said unequivocally, Earl Woods.
Nice.
Well, what do you mean? He wasn't even a professional golf coach. I said, really? Look what he built.
Yeah.
You know, look what he built. And so that doesn't mean there aren't other great golf coaches and other exceptional world-class teachers around the world, historic, you know, from days past and even current day. But I think, you know, I think Tiger, knowing him well, had a wonderful relationship and appreciation for the things that his dad did to prepare him for life and professional golf. So I would assume maybe that would be one of his answers. But he is well aware of all the records that came before him and all the records that he has set. But the thing that is most inspiring to me about Tiger is that, yes, it's been documented that at some point in time he'd like to meet or exceed Jack Nicklaus's 18 major championships, and that was a goal of his. Tiger sets his new standard for Tiger himself every day.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's, you know, through his competitive golf, how he is as a parent, his recovery from his injuries, nobody sets a higher expectation in total performance than Tiger does, and he does that to himself. And that's what I've seen in great leaders, great entrepreneurs, which is great to have a mentor, and that's wonderful. You can learn, you can grow, you can develop. both IQ and EQ and how you can execute. But in the end, the greatest leaders I've ever met are the ones that set expectations that far exceed any mentor could give to them. And, you know, I'm very proud of what we do at TaylorMade, and it sounds like I'm pitching our company, but we define our own expectations every day. And typically those expectations far exceed those of what our customers would even think that we could consider. And when you start to do that, it becomes repetitive culturally in your organization, and you believe that you can move mountains and know that it takes a village to do so, you become something better than you are today. And coming back to Tiger, he's something better today than he was yesterday, and he'll be something better tomorrow than he is today. That's how he lives his life.
Yeah, that defining attitude of enjoying the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quitting, pursuit of your own potential, not worried about what other people think or what you want them to think, is always inherent in the greatest, because they must be what they can be. And as far as CEO goes, I can go ahead and tell you that David Abeles absolutely has that inherent common denominator of success, that he must be what he can be. And he carries that over into the greatest golf company in the world, TaylorMade and Sunday Red. Check them out in May. I know you'll be seeing me in a lot of that gear. For sure. Better than, it's the best travel gear too. So
yeah,
if you're on airplanes like David Meltzer, you got to wear Sunday Red. David Abeles, thank you so much for joining me, and have a wonderful Masters.
Great to be here. Thanks again.
Great to see you. Okay. This is David Meltzer here in the TaylorMade truck here at the Masters with Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.